Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're tuned into Life is a Sacred Journey. Every week, we bring a new perspective to aging and caregiving. Here is your host, Michelle Pope.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you in the virtual neighborhood of Life is a Sacred Journey. My name is Michelle Pope, and I have the honor of hosting all of you every Friday morning at 8 a.m., and then, of course, throughout the week and weekend, it pops up, the video pops up all over the place. I really want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Last month, all of the videos that we, webinars or whatever broadcasts that we sent out, we reached 64,000 people worldwide. And that is just an amazing, amazing feat to do, to have that many people view us, not maybe on Friday morning, but at some point throughout the month, because we track it by month. And so just thank you so much to all of you. So please hit that share button, share it with your friends, and let people know that Life is a Sacred Journey is not about the host, as Carolyn Brent and I talked about last week, but it is about sharing information, bringing new ideas and all of that to you, and then you can use them in your life in any way that you see fit. And it's also an opportunity to create a neighborhood of empathy, a neighborhood of understanding. And so welcome to the Life is a Sacred Journey neighborhood, and I am honored to be able to host you in my virtual office. So before we get started, the first thing I want to talk about, and I'm sure you already know, is the passing, the going home, the celebration of life of Cicely Tyson. She is definitely one of my sheroes. When I was 5 years old, I remember vividly seeing the cover of, it was 1962, I would have been five. I vividly remember seeing the cover of the Jet magazine, because that was like our coffee table book. And I found a copy of it. I don't know if it'll show up, but because it's kind of small. But that's it. April 1962, and that is a young, beautiful, young Cicely Tyson on the cover. And I just remember, I'm not sure, I probably could read because we read pretty early in our household, but I just remember seeing her on the cover and seeing someone that looked like me and just like being so happy, because I remember up to that point how hard it was for me to see people who were being depicted in a good light that looked like me. And so Cicely Tyson was a woman that I followed her whole life. And then at 12, when I went to the movie theater and saw Sounder, wow. So 96 years old, Cicely Tyson, not just an actor of incredible depth and could make you feel all kinds of things, the sign of a great actor, but also a woman that was an advocate and was out there on the front lines for social justice issues. She was a very spiritual woman, Baptist woman, and her last interview was in her church because her book is out. Her memoir is out, and so you know I'm gonna actually purchase it today. I just can't wait to sit down and read it. But all of that said, we have great people that walk among us, and they come for a period of time to spread their light among us. And Cicely Tyson was one of those individuals. So rest in peace, Queen. Rest in peace, and thank you for showing me what it meant to walk with pride, to walk with natural hair, to walk with dignity and respect for myself as a woman, and your fashion. She was a fashion icon, and I still strive to be that. So rest in peace. Dance, dance, Cicely Tyson, and thank you for being an example of true black womanhood in my lifetime and the life of so many. So please take time to lift up your thoughts to her family and to those that she leaves behind. And again, we were honored to live in a time where we could experience the talent, the heart, the depth of Cicely Tyson. Thank you so much for indulging me with that. The next thing I want to show you, this happened yesterday. So every couple of weeks I have to go to the store and buy dog bones and dog victuals and all kinds of things because the beasties need their special treats. And I walked into, I think it's Petco, PetSmart or Petco, one of those, and I saw this. This is lamb chop, you guys. I'm aging myself again. But for those of you that don't know, many of you know, but my first name is Shari. And Shari Lewis, here's lamb chop. Shari Lewis was the creator of lamb chop. She was a ventriloquist but also had a show on television. And I don't know if I was named after her or not. But it is my first name. I just chose to go by my middle name. But this is a dog toy, Lamb Chop is. But I brought her into the office as a commemoration of my first name. So this is Lamb Chop. I just had to share that with you. You know how I think. So welcome. So welcome again to Life is a Sacred Journey. My name is Michelle Pope. I am your host. It is my honor to be with you. And right now I want to bring you up to date on some COVID stuff because I think it's important for us to continually learn and understand what's going on. I want to thank my good friend Brett Sweet, who was on our podcast not too long ago, who sent me this new playbook for COVID-19 protection. And it emerges after the whole year of study that we've been living into COVID. And I had an opportunity to read it, and this is what I'm just going to paraphrase it for you, but it says mask wearing and good airflow and frequent rapid tests are more important than surface cleaning, temperature checks, and plexiglass. Scientists say America needs to double down on protection protocols as potentially more contagious coronavirus variants take hold and vaccines are slow to roll out. So this is as of January 26, 2021, and they say good airflow, social distancing, wearing your mask, all of those things, airflow. So even with your heat on, because I know it's been cold, opening a window, having an air purifier. I know here at Alzheimer's Services of the East Bay, in not too large of a space where we provide care, we have two air purifiers in the space. And I just actually purchased one for my home last night. So if you don't have an air purifier, get one. You know, it's a great investment for you because that is the thing that is way, I mean, keep cleaning because cleaning is important, but science is showing that it's the wearing of the mask, washing our hands, using hand sanitizer, and frequent testing and getting rapid test results because a person can be tested on Friday, get their results 3 days later, and it be negative, and then get exposed to COVID and not know that they're living on that test and then not know that they actually are walking around possibly asymptomatic or about to get sick from some of the new variants of COVID. So continue to do what you're doing in your home. And if you're someone who has a compromised immune system, you may want to continue to shelter in place or modified shelter in place where you're going to the store during the times that are appropriate for for elders or, you know, or people with health challenges. The stores are still doing that. I know I love going into Target first thing in the morning. There's nobody there, and it's totally awesome, and I get to shop and get out and feel safe. So take care of yourself. Don't let taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine or whatever you choose to do keep you from keeping yourself healthy. The basic things are the mask, the airflow, testing, and keeping yourself social distance from other people in public settings and in your home, not increasing your social bubble. So don't increase your social bubble just because you think everything is okay. Keep your social bubble small so that you can stay healthy. It will be another year, my friends. I think it will be until 2022, until we're feeling like life is normal again, and we just have to be okay with that and know that in time everything will go back to normal. And again, I keep saying go back to normal, but that's not what I mean, because I don't want us to go back to anything. I'm having a problem here. Hold on. I can't stand this. Okay. I don't want us to go back to where we were. I would like us to grow and evolve into a new way of being with each other and with the world. So I just coughed in my hand, which is not a good, not what you're supposed to do. So I'm spraying hand sanitizer on, okay, even though I'm not shaking anybody's hands and probably never will again. I will bump, and I want to get back to hugging, though. Hugging is like one of my favorite things. But coughing here and then, you know, is what I just did. What I just did in front of you was wrong. You cough in your shoulder and your arm, and but I did use hand sanitizer after. So, and then I want to talk about really quickly. I want to thank this person. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. That's my favorite coffee. When I learned to drink coffee and smoke cigarettes, both at the same time, as a teenager, probably around 15. Yes, yes, yes. I keep telling you, I'm never perfect. But anyway, and I go there, and because I love Dunkin' Donuts, and when they first opened in my neighborhood, I went in and thanked them for coming to my neighborhood, because the other one over in Walnut Creek, the people there were all hoity-toity, and I just don't like that kind of customer. I don't like hoity-toity customer service. I like down-to-earth customer service, you know, look me in the eye. I'm old school. I was trained in retail back in the 70s, and customer service means being intentional and looking people in the eye and understanding that you are in the service industry. But anyway, this Dunkin' Donuts in my neighborhood is amazing, and everybody there is amazing. Shout out to all my friends at my local community Dunkin' Donuts. And Norma, who is going to watch this later, because I told her I was going to do this. I walked in there one day, and she had this beautiful chain around her neck with her mask attached to it, and I said, Norma, where did you get that? I need that. That is amazing. And she told me some store, and I said, oh, okay, I can't go to that store. But I said, I'm going to look for that. I went in 2 days later, and she handed me this beautiful, amazing, because I get to put this around my neck and keep my mask with me at all times. So, Norma, thank you so much, and thank you to my AM 630 Dunkin' Donut crew. You are amazing. You are better than any crew at any Dunkin' Donuts that I have experienced in my adulthood. So, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so we're going to get into the topic of today, and that is, you know, I want to thank Carolyn Britt for coming last week and getting us started on how to take care of ourselves. And I will start with, this is her book, which I forgot last week, Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care, and it's a workbook, which it is amazing. You can write in it, and you're going to have to have your pencil. I always write in my books in pencil in case I want to erase them and go back and do something again. But I am so proud to be a friend and sister of Carolyn Britt. This book has gone number one on Amazon. It is an Amazon bestseller, and it just hit on January 26th. So Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care, pull it back, there we go, by Carolyn Brent is amazing, and please get your copy. You can get it online, or you don't have to pay for it, as she said. That's not her goal. Her goal is to get it in your hands so you can get it from the library and still do your thing. So congratulations, Carolyn. Life is a Sacred Journey is honored that you walk with us, and we love you, and thank you for helping people cope with their stress. So the other thing that I want to raise up about stress is that I realized the other day, just personally, that I live with a lot of stress. I'm empty nesting for 7 months, and so I went home, and you know, after a long day at work, and I sat in my home and sat quietly, and I realized how long it was taking me to turn my head off. To stop thinking about everything that I see, everything that I've heard, to just focus inward. It was taking an enormous amount of work on my behalf to try to just quiet the voices in my head. I don't know if any of you experienced that. You write in the chat and share. Like, do you have a hard time turning off the voices in your head? Like, is there so much going on that sometimes you get stuck in those voices? And again, you know, yes, I've been tested, and you know, I have some a little bit of underlying depression that I deal with. Not anxiety, but a little bit of depression from time to time. And so the reality is I have to, like, find that happy place all the time. And because I try to give happiness so much, I realize it saps one of their energy. So caregiving does just that. You're giving, and you know, I know there's pastors out there, doctors out there, social workers, that when you're giving and truly giving and being intentional and focused and loving and caring, you can become exhausted emotionally and physically. And so my son bought me a Fitbit for Christmas many years ago, and I got tired of wearing it and everything, and I recharged it and put it back on, and I realized after I started wearing this thing at night that I hardly get any sleep. I was realizing that I was getting anywhere from 3 to 5 hours of sleep a night. And that is no amount of sleep for someone that has the active life that I have, the level of things that I do. Many of you are doing that too. We've got to get more sleep. And so I'm testing and I'm trying. I mean, this week I was at work and, you know, a couple of nights until very, very late. But my goal, and this is my goal, is to move to a place where I'm going to bed at a reasonable hour and getting some sleep. And if there's still stuff on my to-do list that I have not accomplished for that day, because that's the reason that I work late into the night, I'm going to have to forgive myself and ask to be forgiven and go to bed, because it also ages us. It takes away our ability to be resilient to stress when we're not getting enough sleep. It also, I didn't even know this, if you're trying to control weight and all those things, when you don't get enough sleep, your body doesn't have enough time to restore itself. And so controlling weight, all those things are compromised through the lack of sleep. So that one thing to write down, how do I control my stress? It's getting a good night's sleep. I'm beginning to believe, for me, I need about 8 hours sleep, and I am I'm thriving on neglect, and I need to not thrive on neglect. I need to thrive on a reserve of energy and power and peace. And that's why I feel so rushed and hectic all the time. And so that's one self-care advice that I would give right away from personal experience: get enough sleep. I'm going to be taking naps now on the weekends. I used to do that all the time, just get right back in the bed and take a nap. But I started filling my days up with all kinds of things. Saturday is just like a normal work week. Sunday is my day of rest, but I also have other things that I'm committed to. But I have time to take an hour and a half nap. So get rest so that your body and mind and spirit has time to restore itself. It cannot do that if you're tired, okay? So first thing is to get some rest. I'm going to give you some of the 8 essential caregiving coping strategies. Some of them you heard last week from our wonderful Carolyn Brent, and you've heard from other folks that have been come as guests on Life is a Sacred Journey. And I'm going to try to look and see if you've added any in the talk so I can share before we go offline. But put some of your coping things that you do in the chat so you can share with each other, because that's how we get better, folks. We get better by sharing information and telling our stories. Take a time out. That's exactly what I just talked about. Take a time out. You need to stop. You need to take stock of your situation. Constantly doing that. Take, you know, that 1 minute journal that I had the other day. Take 1 minute every single hour and take stock of how you're working. What's your pattern of work? I know I got to go back to my to-do list. Every time I stop with making a to-do list, I drop stuff. I forget, you know, because I'm saying yes to so many things, but yet forgetting to write it down at the point of saying yes. I write it on my hand and I wash my hand or whatever. And so, you know, for me, I have to keep a to-do list. For some people, they can remember everything, and I've always been that way, keeping a to-do list. That's why I have to-do list journals. So, you know, take some time out. Take stock at what you're feeling right now and what's happening for you around COVID, around shelter in place, around the anguish that we've felt in the last 10, 12 months in our lives, and take stock of that, and then figure out some of the things that you can do to heal from within. So take a time out. Take a time out, quiet time. When you feel the beginnings of this desperation, find a way to get some time to yourself. It does not have to be long, but you need to stop before you actually reach the point of desperation. So stop whatever you're doing. And I go for walks. That's my biggest thing. I go for walks, and the speed. Sometimes I have to walk fast because I have so much on my mind. I just have to walk it off. And other times I just stroll because I just want to have a peaceful walk, centering walk, and that's important. Excuse me. Accept yourself. We talked a lot about this last week, Carolyn and I, along with all of you. Accept yourself for who you are. That's what the gift that we can give ourselves is. We don't have to be like anybody else. People will judge you regardless. It doesn't even matter. That's the one thing I realized. People will judge me no matter how perfect I may think I am or how perfect people think I am. There's going to be somebody out there judging something about me, making up stories or whatever. So just accept yourself for who you are and laugh at yourself and love yourself and hug yourself and don't worry about what people think about you, because at the end of the day, you came here alone, and you're going to leave. You know, there may be people standing around to help you on the journey in, but the journey in, that 9 months, you're in there alone navigating the time that you're going to come into the earth. And then as you leave the earth, even if people are around you helping you and comforting you, internally, that journey you make alone. So if you do not accept yourself, how can we accept and find the joy in life if we do not accept ourselves? I am a flawed individual. I am so not perfect. There are days that I look at myself and I go, girlfriend, I cannot believe you just did that. But you know what? That's okay. It's okay that I'm flawed. Of course I'm flawed. I forgive myself. I ask for forgiveness whenever I need to ask for forgiveness if I've hurt somebody intentionally or unintentionally and it's brought to my attention. I humble myself to the understanding that I could be a total creep one day and an angel another. But I'm not perfect. And so in accepting myself, I accept that. I accept that. But I do accept that I'm kind of okay, too. That I do carry joy and I do carry happiness and I do like people and I'm loved and I can love and so as much as I know that I have an ugly, creepy side, I also have a wonderful, abundant side. So just accept yourself, and then you don't have to worry about what other people think about you. And again, other people are going to think what they want to think and make up stories about you because sometimes they have nothing better to do. So don't worry about it. So accept yourself. No one is perfect. All humans have flaws. Even those people who are making up stories about you are flawed. All the bullies. We all have weaknesses and limitations, but our strengths and our qualities or what make us the precious people that we are. So just accept yourself. Writing down. This is something that I do all the time. I write down, take a few minutes to write down your feelings about things. Don't live in those places of darkness and despair and, you know, I'm furious about something. So the three sentences that, and this is from, got to give credit, to Brainline, which is from CORE, Core Healthcare. And Core Healthcare is a wonderful online service that provides information after doing much research, and they bring it in and share it. So write down these three things. I am furious at, leave a line, because. And when you get mad, sit down and write why you're furious. Why you're mad. And when you begin to write it down, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. That furious, because furious is heavy duty. That's a load, right? That's a boulder to carry around to be furious. I know, because furious for me is like off the hook. It's crazy. I was born in the month of May. I'm a Taurus the bull. Furious means really bad things. So I very rarely am furious. But if I write it down, I begin to see that maybe it doesn't deserve all that emotion that I'm giving it, right? So I'm furious at because. And then rather than being furious, I want to move into movement, into an activity of changing why that situation made me furious, whether it's a social justice issue and maybe I need to go out there and be an advocate for what that thing is that made me mad. If it's a person who has offended me or done something, then I owe that person and myself an opportunity to talk one-on-one without emotion and anxiety and depression, but to really talk to that person and say, this is how you make me feel. How can we work on this together? And if the person isn't willing, then let it go and move on, right? So I am furious at because, number one. I am sad because. Sometimes things just make me sad. Sometimes the reason is zero. I don't know why I'm feeling sad. I'm just feeling sad because there's so many things that I carry deep in the soul of my being that make me sad from time to time. And they bubble up. And so sometimes we're sad because we have some history that is coming back to haunt us and we don't even realize it. Deaths of loved ones, deaths of a pet. There's all kinds of things that come up that make us feel a sense of sadness. So I am sad because. And then once you write it down, If it's because you're grieving someone or something else that's happening, can we flip it and find joy? Last night I was thinking about, again, Cicely Tyson, and I cried a minute for her because I've just gotten so used to her being around. She's an icon, and her voice just, it just fills my heart. But then I thought, but you were alive when she was alive, and you got to experience her, and there will be people who will only experience her through video and whatever and not have been around when it happened. So, wow, I have so much to be grateful for. So let's always... Yes, and feeling sad is an incredible emotion. Remember I told you one of the greatest gifts that we have is to cry. It cleanses our spirit. It cleanses our soul. So, being sad sometimes is a sign that we need to take time for inner healing. So take that, I'm sad because, and then flip it. And then I feel good because, it can be something as simple as, I feel good because I'm alive. I feel good because I remembered to do what Felicia told me to do this morning. I feel good because I woke up on time. I feel good because the sun is coming up. I feel good because I got to see the full moon. I think it's totally full last night. I feel good because somebody who I love told me they love me. I feel good because, just because I'm here. Right? I'm here. I'm still here to get it right, get it wrong, and get it right again. So we have to remember, and as you write, remember that feelings are just feelings. Sometimes they're not even real. They're just feelings. And while we need to give them their due and their prop, feelings sometimes come from an illogical place. And so we don't want to spend a whole lot of time in our feelings in a way that it creates negativity and negative action. We want to be in our feelings so that it creates movement. And we want to cope with all of our negative emotions, anger, jealousy, depression, and frustration. All of those things come up on a day-to-day basis for us, regardless of who we are and how centered we may think we are, they do come up. And so focusing there through your quality time and all the areas of your life is really, really important. Focusing on the positive. This is so important. And I call it the Eeyore syndrome. And many of us, including myself, have fallen into the Eeyore syndrome. I love Eeyore. I love you, Eeyore. The Eeyore syndrome is the syndrome where you cannot see any good in the moment, the situation. It's the syndrome where when my son was in elementary school and I said good morning to one of the teachers, and I was walking through the parking lot, and the teacher said, oh, what's good about it? And I thought to myself, I pray to God my son or daughter never gets you as a teacher. And I said that to her, because you're alive and you have a job and you just drove up in here in a really nice car. The Eeyore syndrome. And again, that doesn't mean we're not feeling bad inside. But this is what I have learned, good friends. There are times that I have been sad and feeling despair inside. But if you ask me how I am, I will say, oh, I am feeling good. I'm feeling marvelous. I'm feeling truly blessed because I'm talking to my inner mind. I'm talking to my inner voice. I'm not trying to tell my inner voice that it's okay for it to stay where it is because, yeah. And what I'm trying to do is bring that joy in there to say to that inner voice, you don't have no space, no space in the room for you, in the house for you. So it's self-talk, it's self-care when those moments happen. They happen to all of us, but it's when you stay there. And then you start to find, this is what happens to the Eeyore. When I'm in my Eeyore moment, nobody wants to hang out with me. Even the dogs, they were just like, okay, mommy's having, let's just go outside. It's nicer out there. Then you begin to create what you don't want, right? So if we're negative and we're all the time, we attract that. You know, I'm not trying to go into the law of attraction and all that. That's not what I that's a whole other webinar, and this is not this webinar. But you notice when you're happy, yes, and you're going to walk across somebody who's like the person that I said good morning to in a happy way and whatever, but she couldn't steal my joy. I let her know that right off the bat. Right off the bat. No, you cannot steal my joy. That's not good morning anyway. Keep it moving. In my head, I was nice to her, but in my head, I was like, keep it moving, okay? Talk to yourself. You are your best friend outside of if you have beliefs as I believe, you know, God is my best friend, but I come next. And so talk to yourself and help yourself with a personal declaration, personal declaration. Think about the following self-statements and decide to make them a part of your daily life. And again, this is from, I didn't put this up, I'm not that bright, from Brainline. Okay, so I'm sharing this from Brainline. Taking care of myself is necessary if I am to give care to others. It's that old, saying of, you know, put your oxygen mask on first or before you try to help others. I'm going to adjust my light. The sun is moving. I know my own limitations and strengths. I seek help when I need it. This was hard to me, for me. I didn't know how to ask for help. I thought that I had to suffer in silence, and I did that until I was almost 30, almost 40 years old, where I never told anybody anything that was happening in my life that would be perceived as negative or me not being able to cope or, oh, look at the weak Michelle. Now I get, if I'm feeling weaky, I call my friends Auntie KK and Sandy Blazer, and I lay my heart down on the line because I know how important it is to have people love you and that you do not have to suffer alone. That's why Life is a Sacred Journey is happening right now, is because I know what it feels like to suffer alone and to scream out in your closet with your hand over your mouth so your children don't hear you screaming because you're not sure about something that as the leader of that family or the parent of that family that you're responsible for, and you know that you're falling short because of something that may have happened. So I know all about that. I've experienced that. But I did it alone until somebody said to me, you don't have to suffer alone. They saw me and said, I'm here for you. I'm your friend. And I will pray for you and I will walk with you. And that's when I realized I could share without getting hurt. I always thought if you share who you are, people are just going to use it against you and try to hurt you with it, because that was my experience, that when I shared my heart with some people in the past as a young woman, people used that to bully me later on. But I had to have some life experience and to learn and to get good people in my inner circle to understand that not everybody was going to act that way and treat me that way. And so now I share what's going on with me so my friends can walk with me. And they don't have to fix it. I'm not asking them to fix it, but that they can walk with me and understand when I may be getting quiet and to call me a little extra or to pray for me a little extra or to send me a hug. I have a friend named Akesa. She sent me a text the other day. I haven't responded yet, but she sent me a text just saying I'm thinking about you because, you know, she knows some things that are going on in my life personally right now. So that's what I'm saying. Just reach out to people and let them know they matter. And you don't have to know anything that's going on in their life. You may be that one call, that one text, that one email that came just in the nick of time, okay? I have the right to feel what I feel, and to express those feelings in a calm manner. You heard that? Calm manner. So that means if you're angry and upset, go for a walk, think about it, write about it, and decide, is it worthy of your time? Is it worthy of your time? Do you really need to have that conversation? Do you really need to say it? Is it worthy of your time? Can you say it without a whole bunch of emotion and fisticuffs? I have a hard time with that one. I was just thinking, I have a real hard time with that one because sometimes I want to go in, but we got to find calm. And we have to have that place where we can be safe with each other and speak to each other with love and affection, empathy. And so sometimes it's best to leave it alone. What did Thumper said? Was it Thumper? Write in the chat if you can remember who the character was in Bambi that said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I think it was Thumper, but I'm kind of believing it was the skunk. I don't know. Write it in the chat. But that's the key. If you can't say it nicely, forget about it. Go somewhere else and figure it out. Come back and do it nicely, or let it go and move on. Don't even put it in the trunk of your life, because it's just going to create some weight, and you're too busy and you're moving forward. You don't want to carry a heavy suitcase. I maintain the right to my own life outside of caregiving, outside of work, outside of parenting, outside of advocating, outside of any responsibility that you have given yourself or that has been given to you. You have a right to your own life. I miss my kid being in the house. I was thinking about that the other night. But I have the joy of knowing that I have a married son with a beautiful, magnificent wife that is now my daughter, that makes me the best gingerbread cookies. Yum. I have a daughter that's getting ready to graduate from college and that's going to be an attorney the joy of that is amazing. And they come back because I created a home that was loving and caring, and they want to come back. And so, the moments that I am alone, because I'm never alone because I got beasties living with me, and I'm never alone because I've got the joy of all of you. I'm never alone because I have all my friends. I'm never alone because I'm loved. And so I have a life that is full, even through empty nesting. It is so full. I mean, I wake up sometimes, like I cleaned my house the other day and removed my furniture around and created a new experience and eye candy shots all through my house. If most of you know, I did some interior decorating in my career, and so I know how to create eye candy, 360-degree eye candy, and I realized I didn't have that because the house was set up for quick in and out, in and out. Nice house, but in and out. So now we have 360-degree eye candy turns in the house. And so make your own life. Don't get too involved in something that, yes, it's your responsibility, but find who you are, because at the end of the day, those responsibilities will fall off of you the older that you get. And as you come to the twilight and the wonderful season of life where your responsibilities fall off, and you want to know who you are. You want to know, do you like to paint? You want to know, can you write poetry? You want to know, can you be a sculptress? You want to know, is that sewing machine that you haven't pulled out for a year still working? You want to know who you are. And stop letting people tell you who you are, because they don't know. They don't know, because we've kept secrets. And so know yourself. And then share your story with the rest of us so that we know, get a little glimpse of the beauty of who you are inside. I really realize that I cannot control the happiness of another person. Ooh, love that. I'm going to say it again. I realize that I cannot control the happiness of another person. I cannot fulfill all of his or her needs, and no one person can. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. That was that right there, that affirmation, that sentence set Michelle Pope free, because I'm a fixer. My personality, I want to fix. I want to make better, and I will stick with you to my own demise. And when I finally learned that there was nothing that Michelle Pope could do for another individual to help them to be better, that shackle fell off, and freedom joined me in my soul and in my heart. That I can only control myself, even my children. I became a better parent when I understood. I give them tools. I have to be the best parent that I want to be and that they deserve, but I cannot control who they will become and the behaviors that they will act out when they're not around me. I have to just give them my best in the hopes that they will do and be their best throughout their lifetime. And that, whew, because I was walking around with all this single mother guilt stuff for a long time. So know that you can't control anybody else. You just do your best and control yourself, because that's who you have ultimate control over. We're almost there. I have the right of choice to decide what I will or will not do. This includes the right to not be manipulated by anger, fear, or guilt of someone who loves you coming into you or of yourself. Your own anger of yourself, your own fear of yourself. Some of us have fear that we are afraid to be the best we could be because somebody might notice. And we feel guilty for being single parent like I was, feeling guilty for working, you know, and having to sometimes travel and da-da-da-da. And it's like, no, Michelle, no. You're keeping the food on the table. You're keeping the roof. You're keeping the PG&E. And you can't make up for lost time. Just do your best. Do your best. And then they will know that you did your best. And that's so important. Learn to relax, lastly. Keep a journal. I love music. I love all kinds of music. Jazz, Phoebe Snow, Miles Davis. Betty, if you're out there, you know what I'm talking. Philadelphia Sound, Stevie Wonder. I got it all. Reggae, a little Bob Marley. Listen to some music. Stop listening to the news. Stop listening to, you know, yes, I love seeing all of you on Facebook, but you'll notice that I'm not on it all day long. I have my periods of time that I check in with everybody because I get to see what's happening with all of you and my family on Facebook because it's easy, and I like Facebook for that. So thank you for sharing, and I get to see your stories. But, yeah. You know, let's take some time to relax. Turn that stuff off. Meditate. Focus on your breathing. As you inhale, think about yourself and think about what you're breathing in. And I'm going to do close with a breathing exercise. If you're a caregiver, find respite services for yourself. Get someone to come in. Find adult day healthcare once we're open again and able to enroll people. At a more regular clip, right? Read a good book. Just sit down and read the book and be quiet. Turn on some music. Indulge in an activity that calms your spirit. So I'm indulging in a new activity. You know, I just bought something, but I'll share it with you in a couple weeks. And when it gets here, I'll share it with you because I'm indulging in a new activity that I think is going to be fun, and I'd love to share it with you. Go on a nature walk. volunteer somewhere and give your hours, not right now during COVID because that's difficult to do in many, many congregate situations, but go volunteer and do something for someone else. That is the most uplifting feeling that you can give. It's a gift. Give it to yourself. Take a vacation. Michelle Pope's going to take a vacation soon. I haven't been on vacation in a long time, and so I'm going to take, and it may be a staycation, but it means a real vacation away from the phone, away from everything. So take a vacation. And the importance of being proactive. Just be proactive. Take care of your health. You know, do all the things that you can within your construct. And if you're a caregiver, it says the tips are from the caregiver stop sign. So S stands for seek out opportunities for support. Find people to help you. Do not stand alone. And that applies to all of us. T stands for take time for things you enjoy. What do you enjoy doing? Take up a new hobby. Many of you know last year I began, I wanted to always play the acoustic guitar. So for my birthday last year, I bought myself an acoustic guitar, and I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm learning how to play. It's been weird on my fingers, but I'm learning how to play. Opt for help whenever you can. So if somebody says, I can come by tomorrow, and if you're a caregiver and sit with your loved one at this time, and you were like, well, I wasn't planning on doing anything, take it and go do something. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Or just go in your room and take a nap. Act like you're not there. Okay? P, prioritize your needs. Take care of your needs. Have a cup of coffee. Find a friend. Have a cup of coffee online with Zoom because we can do all that now. Meditate. Pray if you pray. One of the great books that I found, and I'm going to add, this is not the author that I'm going to bring back on for mindfulness, but this is a great book. It's called The New Happiness, Practices for Spiritual Growth and Living with Intention. Matthew McKay and Jeffrey Wood are the authors. Oops, I'm going the wrong way. And this is a workbook that I went through many, many years ago. I think it's a couple of years old. But this is a great practice, a great book. Another book that I just recently purchased, and I haven't started. As you all know, I'm a journal freak, so I buy journals a lot. And this is 52 Lists for Bravery, Journaling Inspiration for Courage, Resilience, and Inner Strength. And this is a really wonderful journal. It just has all the different lists. Like one of them says, list situations where you could take more emotional risks and the people you could take such risk with. And then, so it's just lists that you make with different questions. And I haven't started with it yet, but believe it or not, I found it at Whole Foods. It reads, just so you know, unlock courage, self-love, and confidence through the empowering practice of list making. Dream the life you want, dedicate yourself to pursuing it, and discover your own resilience as you create 52 lists, one for each week of the year in this undated journal. I'm actually going to go buy a couple of more. So, all right. And then breathing. Before I leave you for this wonderful, the sun is coming out, and over here in Berkeley, I see blue skies. So breathing is so important, and I'm an asthmatic, been an asthmatic my whole life, and so breathing is like a lifeline. Breathing is important to me. But breathing is one of those things that we have to be intentional about, or we become shallow breathers, and then we don't get enough oxygen to our brain, to our blood, and all of that. That's so important to proper health. And so breathing in means that you're breathing in, you're breathing and bringing it up and breathing, okay? Hold it. Blow. And it's a blowout that's easy. Now, you can go if you want. That's good, too. Sometimes you need to do that. I do that when I'm getting anxious, so it helps to calm me down. But breathing in, close your eyes where you are, and breathe in. and just breathe in life. Just breathe in life. And then slowly breathe out fear, breathe out pain, anguish. One more time. Breathe in peace. Breathe out slowly any anguish, any anxiety, any knots that you have. Last time, breathe in. Oh, what a wonderful day. I'm grateful. And then breathe out. I'm going to hold that thought for at least another hour. So thank you for coming to Life is a Sacred Journey, because your life is a sacred journey. And without you, this world would not be what it is at this time. We're all here to live out a purpose that is bigger than ourselves. We are all here to engage with each other, to be intentional, and to share love. And so thank you for coming to Life is a Sacred Journey. Thank you for sharing your thoughts in the chat. Thank you, all of you, for being who you are in my life. I know many of you so much love. I'm trying to see who's here. Denise Gibson, good morning. Wanda Wallace, Shirley is here. Just all these folks came to Life is a Sacred Journey this morning. So thank you so much. Sandy, all of my friends, Stuart, Carol, all of you that come every Friday morning, 8 o'clock, you're troopers, you're warriors. Be good to yourself, okay? Don't expect anybody else to be good to you if you're not being good to yourself. Because once you're good to yourself, you'll have such a glow that people are going to start coming, and you're going to have so many people coming at you trying to figure out why you're so happy that you're going to be overwhelmed with friends, okay? So be good to yourself, love yourself, hug yourself, and then pick up the phone and send that love to somebody else. Have a good weekend. This is Life is a Sacred Journey. I am your host, Michelle Pope, and I'll see you next week. Be good. Peace.